let that be right there. Take your Bible and turn to Amos. Amos. It's in the... You got a Scofield Bible, 787. Amos was on... He lived somewhere near, Bethel. But Amos was he wasn't too loving on God. God, he'd done a lot of things contrary to God's will. And so God was punishing all the people down in Amos, where Amos lived, for not obeying God. I'll tell you a little story about a little boy. He had built him a little boat. And he took this little boat down to the pretty good sized little place of water. And he let it go out, and he got away from it. And this big boy was there close by, and he was fishing. And the little boy cried, says, "How about stopping my boat? Stop my boat and get my boat back." And he's crying. And so the big boy, he went around and picked him up, said, "A great big old rock." And the little boy was standing there and wondering. So he threw this big rock way out in the water. And that little boy started crying, "You're going to break my boat." Finally, the rock hit at the right place, right over on the front side of the little boat, and it started coming back to the shore. The little boat did. And the little boy finally discovered that what that big boy was doing was throwing this big rock out there in front of the boat, and the thing turned around and started coming back to shore. Well, you know, sometimes God has to, like Amos' folks say, God has to cause a storm to come our way to get us to do right. Well, these people of Amos, they kind of had to do this. So we're going to talk about Amos a little while, and it's in Amos. How many of you know where Amos is in the Bible? Have you found it? All right. Anyway, Amos, like I said, it was in Bethel, and there was a lot of transgressions and things going on there, and so God began to chastise them. And he began to do things to make them return unto the Lord. And so, as we look here in the Word of God, in Amos the 4th chapter, and then about the sixth verse, so the people just weren't listening to Amos. He kept God God was trying to get them to return to him and be obedient to him. And he just kept right on. And so we find in the sixth verse that God said, "And I also will give you cleansing of teeth." Yeah, that's a word many people, they don't know what that means. But I believe some of you do. Anyway, cleansing of teeth was actually talking about they were hungry. In other words, they weren't getting enough food. God was punishing them, and he said, "I will give you cleansing of teeth." Now this is really talking about cleansing of teeth is what they call sometimes when a dog don't get enough food, his teeth will stay pretty and white. But if he eats a whole lot and keep food on his teeth, they won't be white like that. So in other words, this is what he's talking about. "I will give you cleanness of teeth in all your cities." In other words, to all the people. "And want of bread in all of your places. Yet you have not returned unto me, saith the Lord. I cause you to be hungry, cause you to not have enough food, not enough bread, but you still not returning unto me, saith the Lord." That's in the sixth verse. And he said, "Also, I will withhold 3 months to harvest." So he goes on and talk about that a while, and he said, I will withhold. In other words, the harvest is 3 months away, but I'm going to withhold it 3 months of that harvest and cause it not to rain upon another city, and peace was raining upon it, and the places whereupon it rained, they was all right. But where it rained not, they were hungry. They didn't have no water. So two cities, in other words, the people of two cities were wandering into one city to drink water because they don't have none in their own city. "Yet ye have not returned unto me, saith the Lord. I have smitten you with blasting and mildew when your gardens and your vineyards and your fig trees and your olive trees increase, the pommel worms devour them. Because you have not returned unto me, saith the Lord." Now, tell you about the little boy, but there's another situation. You know, God has ways of getting us to come to him, see. So the shepherd, he had one sheep that was always getting into trouble. This sheep would run from him. He would just get away from him and get off of away from the sheep, away from the fold. And so the shepherd would, when time comes to go in the corral, as we call it, The shepherd would break this disobedient sheep, break his hind leg. And that was the only way he could get this sheep to be obedient to him. So that sheep would be obedient to him, he would be the best sheep he had then, see? So sometimes God has to do different things to us to make us be obedient to him. Like this shepherd breaking his sheep's leg because he wouldn't be obedient to him. Never obeyed him. And so the sheep, when he broke her leg, she couldn't run away. She would get on very dangerous cliffs. She would do all kind of dangerous things. But when he broke that leg, she learned different. Sometimes God has to have a storm to come our way to get us to do right, see. Just like this little boy, he had to learn that sometimes a storm is a good storm. When he first saw that big rock go over his little boat's head, he just squalled, "Don't let that big boy break my boat." But however, God has ways of doing things to get us to do right, you see. You see? Now, in verse 8, "So two or three cities wandered into one city to drink water. But they would not be satisfied because they returned not unto the obedience of the Lord." Sometimes we have to learn the hard way. I was a person, and I lived on a farm with a farmer that I went to live with. My mother died when I was 6 years old. And by the time I was 7 years old, I was living with this farmer. I went home with him, stayed 10 years, and I lived on that farm. And there's a lot of times I had to learn the hard way. So God says in verse 9, "I have smitten you with mildew, blasting and mildew, when your gardens and your vineyards and your fig trees and olive trees increased, then the pommel worms devoured them. Yet you still wouldn't return unto me, saith the Lord." Then we notice in verse 10, "I have set among you the pestilence after the manner of Egypt. Your young men had been slain because of that, because had slain with the sword and have taken away your horses, and I have made the stench of them dead horses to be it will smell. But you didn't return unto me, saith the Lord." Then maybe God would have to get down to business with a more serious punishment. And so they just wouldn't listen to God. You see, Israel reminded of Job's, Jehovah chastened. Jehovah was chastening the children of Israel. And I also have given you cleanness of teeth. That's what he says again. And then verse 7, I also have withholden the rain from you. And the harvest I've held it back for 3 months. And yet, he still won't return unto me, saith the Lord. So they would go into two cities, would go into one to drink water. But they were not satisfied with that water. Yet I have, you wouldn't return to me, saith the Lord. I've smitten you with this mildew. And you're going down. Verse 10, I have sent among you the pestilence after the manner of Egypt. My. Egypt had some great punishment for the children of Israel. And so they really received a lot of So you see, you have taken away, we have taken away your horses, and I have made the stink of those horses to come up in the camp and to, and you know what that means, stinks of the horses, bad smell. And get into their nostrils. Yet, you have not returned unto me, saith the Lord. And he would keep increasing their punishment more severely. He says, I have overturn some of you as God overturned Sodom and Gomorrah, and yet you were at a firebrand out of the fire. You have not returned unto me, saith the Lord. Therefore, thus will I do unto O Israel. And because I will do this unto you, prepare to meet thy God, O Israel. And you know, a lot of people today have died of a young age because of being disobedient to God. For lo, he says, he that formeth the wind and declares unto man what is his thoughts that maketh the morning darken and it feeds upon the high places of the earth. The Lord God of hosts is his name. Against the strong, so that the spoils shall come against the fortress. They hated him that rebuked in the gate. And they appalled him that speaketh unrightly. For as much therefore as your treading is upon the poor, and you take from him bosoms of wheat, ye have built houses of paven stone. You have not driven it in, them in. You have planned pleasant vineyards, but you have not drank wine of them. Oh, I know your manifold transgressions. I know what you've done and your mighty sins. They that filth the just, they are a blight, and they turn aside the poor in the fields for their right. Therefore, brethren, shall keep silent in that place, for it is not. For it is not, is an evil time. Seek good and not evil, that you may live. And so the Lord, the God of hosts, shall do with you as you have spoken. Hate the evil and love the good, and establish judgment in the gate. It may be that the Lord God of hosts will be gracious unto the remnant of Joseph. So today, God may just send to each among us. Only be obedient to God, and that's what the people was doing here, and God punished them, and we're the same today. He'll still do that to us today. He'll send a large thunderstorm our way. You know, I began to think the other day, a storm came up around my house, and it pulled the gutter off of the side of the house and fell down on the ground, and then we thought it was the power line that fell on top of it, but it wasn't. But the first thing hit me, Lord, what have I done wrong? But that wasn't the case there. But you know what? God will send us a storm if we don't obey God, if we don't do what he wants us to do. That's what this little boy was thinking. He was thinking that guy was throwing the rocks to break up his little boat, but that wasn't the case. He was doing good. He was throwing the rocks to make them come back to him. But sometimes God has to send a big thunderstorm to get us to listen. God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And so we need to learn to the voice of God. They didn't do it, Dad Amos. They didn't learn the voice of God. But we need to learn it and do it and be with God in a very, very special way and be obedient to Him. Because God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And He can still send the storm our way. All right. I done hadn't preached in a long time and kind of and Brother Bill told me this morning, asked me, I always have something I can do for the Lord, even though I go months. And so I appreciate that whole lot.